Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. This is the Three Good Things Podcast. I'm your old pal, Rob Vernon. And today, as I do the things that I do for the people that I do them all across this fruited plain and from coast to coast and border to border, you know when you have an event in your life that did not go the way that you had hoped, but you didn't do a lot of work to plan it or sort it out or even understand it, it's no surprise when things go bad. And so what I am offering today, what I am talking about today, what I am bringing to you today is a simple idea. And it's not new. It isn't. In fact, it's old. It's an old idea. It's old, many years old. But it's something I think sometimes we forget. And not just forget, but sometimes ignore. Right? So, and we need to be reminded of it every once in a while. And so, when I say that, in the universe of hustle culture or whatever you want to call that, this is, you know, you started to hear it a little bit from Gary Vaynerchuk, and you hear it now from Jocko Willink, and you hear it now from all of these other people who are out there trying to motivate you or direct you or help you, and now you're going to hear it from me. Your situation right here, right now, today, if you are over 21 and you are, not in prison, and if you are out in the world able to do whatever it is that you wish to do, everything about where you are is your fault. Now, you may be a rousing success. You may be a multimillionaire, a multibillionaire. I doubt a lot of those folks are listening to this, but if they are, it's your fault. Now, that doesn't mean you didn't have people help you. That doesn't mean there aren't other people involved. But without your direction, without your fire, without your activity, without your desire, without all of this stuff, you wouldn't be where you are. Or without your inaction, without your procrastination, without all of the, if you're, fat and slow and got a shit job and bad relationships, whatever, it's your fault. Okay? And here's what I mean. Exactly what the fuck I just said. It's your fault. Not just, oh, well, the devil's a liar. No. It ain't the devil's fault. It ain't your mama's fault. It ain't your daddy's fault. Those might be, your mama and daddy might have raised you poorly, or you might not have had either one, and there'll be reasons for those things, but at the end of the day, the fault is yours. If you have a bad personality, a bad way to deal with money, if you deal with things poorly, if you were a stress eater, all that shit, it is your fault. It is your fault. Listen, people will let you down. You will let other people down. That's just life. You won't meet other people's expectations, and other people won't meet yours, and that doesn't matter. What matters is, what counts is, what you do about it afterwards. What are you going to do when your expectations aren't met? What are you going to do when the things you want aren't there? What are you going to do when you're overworked and tired and beat up and you feel like you want to cry, and if you're a business owner, you're every drop of hope and joy is squeezed out of your life? It's your fault. So what the fuck are you going to do about it? What are you going to do? There is no one else to blame for you but you. You are to blame for your successes and your failures, your ups and your downs. Yet you can't control the rain. And if you're a farmer, if you got too much or too little, that's still on you. You have to find a way. Okay? You might be a Gen Z person and you're like, oh, I'll never be able to buy a house. Bitch, you're 22. No, you shouldn't be buying a fucking house. No, you shouldn't. But you will be. What the fuck are you going to do about it? What are you going to do? Don't talk to me about the... Don't say you can't. You can't right now. But what are you going to change about what you do in your life that makes it possible? You want to change the whole of society? You can't even keep your goddamn hair combed. You can't keep your bedroom clean. You don't. You can't keep shit. You can't keep your shit together now, and you want the whole goddamn world to change. You want to change the whole world? You can't even change your socks. Fuck. No. The world's not going to change. You're going to change the world. But you're only going to change the world when you do shit. It's the same for, you know, if you're a 60-year-old, if you're a 60-year-old or a 16-year-old, if you want to change the world, you can. You can do it, but you have to commit every single day and take the blame for everything. Own all of it. Own all of it. I'm telling you, right here and right now, own it fucking all. Every bit. Leave nothing back. There's nothing that you don't own. There's nothing that isn't your fault. Okay? If it's cold in the house, your fault. Hot in the house, your fault. You don't have any clean clothes, your fault. Doesn't matter who is supposed to do what. If the house is a mess, it's your fault. Fix it. Act. Go forward. Do something. Address it. Own it. Because here's what it does. When you make the decision to own your life, and you should, the changes come hot and heavy. And your spirit gets right. And if you are a believer in anything somewhat supernatural, anything at all, even if you believe religion or whatever, if there's something looking over you to guide you and help you, it's going to guide you and help you when your energy is the highest, and your energy will be the highest when you do the most for yourself and take the blame for the things that are wrong in your life and get right. You don't have to stop drinking. You just have to stop drinking so much. Have a glass of wine or two or three. That's fine. But don't drink three bottles of this shit. Fucking pass out and don't go to work on time. Have one glass of wine and call it a day. Whatever it is. Whatever it is you're doing. Do the shit in moderation. And if you can't do it in moderation, then you have to make the decision to eliminate it. That's true for just about everything. Whether it's porn or food or alcohol or even illegal drugs. I'm going to say this about illegal drugs. Most illegal drugs shouldn't be illegal. How the fuck ever. If they are and you get busted, is that the law's fault or your fault? That's your fault. I've said this a few times before and I need to say it again. Not in the least because I need to remind myself that it's fucking true. You don't get to just walk away from the bad things that happen because you're... What, you had a bad childhood or some shit, and all of a sudden you don't have to follow the law? Fuck off. I don't believe the law should be what it is either. You shouldn't have to worry about what somebody puts in their body. But for some reason, our government does. Our governments do. So what does that mean? It means you can't do drugs in places that it's illegal to do drugs. If your job drug tests and you might get fired because they don't want you doing drugs, get another fucking job or risk it, and then when you're out on your ass, have a plan. If you're in hundreds of thousands of dollars of credit card debt, or if you're in the student debt, it's your fault. It's your fucking fault. It is. It is. Now, you may have gotten some unfair treatment from that system, but you signed the paper and said, yeah, I'm 18 years old. I'll take $200,000 loan. Pop, 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 pop. Fuck you. For my, you know, Russian transgender fuck nest monster studies or whatever the fuck. I don't know. Whatever it is, if you can't make money at it, if you have $100,000 in debt to go be a teacher, sorry about your luck. Because you're going to be paying that off until you die. And why should you? No, you shouldn't. See, here's the thing. Here's what we should want. We should want our tax money to pay for access to health care. We should want our tax money to pay for access to education from kindergarten through the doctorates, through everything. All state schools should have the exact same admissions requirements, but absolutely no cost, tuition free. You understand me? Tuition free. They all should be. Every state college should be tuition free. Every public school should be tuition free. And charter schools are ridiculous. It's just codified theft. You don't take from the public schools. Now, here's the other side of that coin. When public schools start going too far left to center and getting ridiculous about the things that they're trying to do, well, you got to be able to rein that shit in. You got to have the courage to say, we're not going to kowtow to your kid and his fucking crazy bullshit or her crazy bullshit. We're not. We're just not. If you are not safe at home, you can come to us and we can find that. We can figure that out. You should always be able to do that. But the parents are the ones who have to make that choice. And the parents should have some input. Yes, no, they're not professional educators, but neither are you. You don't write curriculum. You just know how to teach. Well, mazel tov, good for you. But reading, writing, arithmetic, taxes, how to live. The schools aren't teaching you how to live. They're teaching you how to exist in a system that started the school system, 120 years ago, so the kids could work on the farm. There should be no summer break. None. I'm going to say this to you again. Zero summer break in public schools. None of it. You should have none of it. Summer break. What the fuck is that? You get summer break from work? Yeah, you should have time off. But you should be learning around the calendar. Completely around the calendar. You're getting, the teachers are getting paid the whole year. Oh, but it doesn't work that way. Well, it fucking does. And hey, I'm sorry you signed up for it. But that's the way it is. It's your fault. Right? You aren't responsible as an individual for the entirety of the system, but you are responsible for everything that has happened in your life and to you as a person. It's just it. I mean, who wants to be that way? Who wants it to be? Nobody wants to be that way. But for fuck's sake, it is. It is absolutely that way. So what does it mean? It means you cannot. You should not make a decision based on immediate emotion for that's going to last for 100 years, forever, because of your emotions. You got to think, you got to act, you got to talk about facts, you got to consider things, you got to plan, and then make a decision to move forward. Don't wait too long, but don't be too rash. I mean, The sweet spot is up to you, but for fuck's sake, folks, we're here now, and we're in this spot where we don't know what's going to come next. We don't know what's going to happen at the end of this year and early next. We don't know who's going to be the next president. We don't know any of this stuff. Even if they do convict the orange moron, nothing saying he couldn't continue to roll on and be president, unless they put him in jail somehow. Which, that again, I don't like that guy at all, but I'm going to say that this is obviously a hit piece. This is obviously political, what's happening here. You want to believe the hush money thing is way worse than it is? It isn't. Whoever your political heroes are on the left, they've done worse shit than that. You just don't know about it. This just happens to be because somebody talked. That's all. This is. There's a uniparty. They aren't different from one another. They are pretending to be different from one another so that they. It's a brand. It's like you go into a grocery store and you see 10 different brands of toothpaste. They're owned and made by the same people in the same factory. That is our political system. Our political system is just like toothpaste. So you can't worry about that shit because you can't affect control over it immediately. You can affect control over your life, your time, your place on earth. That's what you can do. And you can take the blame for all the things that are wrong in your life. in your relationships, in your work, all of it. Every bit of it, because that's me now. I didn't have a good week. I've been working my ass off for 6 weeks straight without a real break. And people are starting to get annoying. And I don't like that because I like people. But people are starting to get annoying. And I know I'm at my limit. So, but becoming self-aware is the first part of understanding why and how you are to own your own shit. Do you think in some universe that you can become self-aware overnight? You can't. But you can learn things that help you become self-aware, and that can happen quickly. You can make that decision. Becoming self-aware is a lifelong process. And you won't be good at it until you start to understand what it means. And that means telling the truth to yourself before you even consider lying to anybody else. Always tell yourself the truth. See through your own bullshit. And every one of us does it. Every one of us denies our own bullshit. Every one of us tries to hide it. Everybody does it. Very few people are capable of not doing it. But you can become one of those people. You can become a person who takes the bull by the horns and owns their life. No one is coming. No one else is to blame but you. Everything is your fault. And all you need is discipline and direction to fix it. And that is your escape velocity. That is the ticket to your freedom. Is ownership of your bullshit, refusal to accept your own bullshit, and the willingness to take on responsibility for everything under your control, in your space, in your sphere, whatever it means, whatever that looks like, and how much ever that sucks, own it. And when you do, that discipline equals freedom thing that Willing talks about, that's when you feel it. When you start that business that you didn't think you could start, when you meet that person you never thought you would meet, when you begin to get awards at your job, if that's what you do, whatever it means to be a success, you can only be a success when you decide you're going to be a success and you stop talking shit to yourself. Now, saying everything is your fault isn't to say, haha, it's your fault. It's to say, I am responsible. I own this. My shoulders are wider than I think. I am stronger than I realize. I can do it. I can do it. You have to say that to yourself. Here's another thing, and then I'll shut up. The things that you talk about to yourself will tell your brain what you are to do and what it is to do to make you, to help you to do better, right? So here's what it means. If you decide, oh, I'm garbage, I'm filth, I'm nothing, I'm stupid, I'm bad, your brain's going to accept that and behave accordingly. And you will continue to behave accordingly. You'll keep shoving bullshit food into your face, or you'll keep drinking, or you'll keep doing the wrong drugs, or hanging around with the wrong people, or having sex with the wrong people. Whatever it is, you'll keep having that problem happen. And when it does, it's still going to be your fault. But now you've got further to go to fix it. So you keep on drilling down the rabbit hole, or you stop and start trying to find stones to stand on to get yourself out of that hole and moving forward. It's a hard thing to do. I'm not saying it's easy. I would never insult your intelligence in that matter. But I am going to say this. It is what it is, and there's nothing you can do about it. So how do you come to terms with that reality? Wrap your arms around whatever is going wrong, whatever's gone sideways, and own it. Absolutely own it. because you're, some people anyway, and sometimes I'm this way, like, oh, but this happened, oh, but this happened, oh, but this happened, but, like, I've been out for 6 weeks straight, I'm tired, I'm wiped out, constantly moving, constantly traveling, I don't get any time to truly relax and decompress before I'm on the road again. I don't have that coming up in the next couple weeks. I get a break for a little while. So, but I need to be in better shape, physically, mentally, spiritually. I need, if I was in better shape, I could better absorb the problems that are coming my way. And I wouldn't make mistakes, and I wouldn't get myself into trouble or get myself into any sort of challenges. I wouldn't create challenges for myself if I was in better shape. So that's the thing I have to do. That's what saves me right now in this. And I'm not, and there's nothing bad, truly, but it's like, I could have done better, and I didn't. And when I let folks down, I feel bad, and then I put myself into a hole, and the next thing you know, I'm shoveling Oreos into my fucking gullet, and I feel like shit the next day. And if I continue to feel like shit, I just pile on those habits, and pile on those habits, and pile on those habits, and it's, you know, I'm going from drive-thru to drive-thru, or whatever bullshit. And it's wrong. It's fucked up. And I have to make the decision to not do that. So, you make the decision and you stop it. Because if you want to be happy, if you want to be, you want to have joy in your life and consistency and be good at something, that's what you have to do. Remember, you must own everything. You must own everything in your control. Everything within 6 feet of your heart is within your control. So deal with it. Fix it. Manage it. It's nobody else's fault. There's nobody else to blame. And there's nobody coming to save you. Because if there were, you'd see them. Boys and girls, friends and neighbors, things are getting hairy on my little road trip here. So I'm going to let you be off into the ether and grab a hold of your bullshit by the horns and own your life. Be excellent to each other out there. Bye-bye.